day two on Who's Calling Christian. Like I said, we were running a bit late. It's just a thing I'm trying to do, try and play some of the backlog of songs, just playing two at once. So two for one deal on Tuesday. So we're up to eight. The call we just had 20 minutes ago from the lovely Jimmy Osman. Let's find out which celebrity is on the line right now, taking us to number nine on day two. Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
It's Freddie Flintoff. Hi, Christian.
Freddie, legend. Thank you very much for giving us a call this morning.
Pleasure.
And who's asked you to give us a call? Who do we have to thank?
You've got to thank Just Eat and the British Takeaway Awards, which are happening on the 5th of December.
The British Takeaway Awards.
This is do you like a takeaway, Christian?
I do. I love a takeaway. Indian on a Friday night for me. Freddie, how about you? What's your favourite?
I must admit, being a purveyor of fine fish and chips, I like my fish and chips, but I do love a curry. What'd you go for in a curry house?
Where I live in Dorking, there's a very good one called Chili and Spice. That's me hopefully getting my Peshwari naans for free this weekend. Do you know what? Bizarrely, you mentioned takeaway. A couple of years ago, I was in a takeaway. They do takeaway, and you came in to this restaurant. It was a Chinese in Esha. Is it Good Earth?
Good Earth in Esha, yeah. I lived in Cobham for about three years.
About 3 years ago. Was it 3 or 4 years ago? You walked in to pick up your takeaway.
It was nice in there. It's very expensive, though, in Esha.
I don't live
it's
around
not
there.
Like the north or down there.
No, that's for sure. Yeah, I saw you walk in and get your takeaway. So I'm taking you're hosting the takeaway awards.
No, I'm not hosting it. You won't let me do that, would they? I think Rob Ryden's hosting them. I'm just going to pop along and eat a bit of food, I think.
You've got the better gig, right?
I think I have. But you must be doing well if you're living down in Esha.
I don't live in Esha. I was popular there. Right. No, I couldn't afford to live around there. The show isn't popular enough, I'm afraid. So just need a couple more million listeners and maybe can move out that way. And now, listen, thank you so much for giving us a call. You've done, you know what? Not only were you a sporting legend, but you've done so well now. League of Their Own is a great show.
Yeah, we're not quite sure why it is neither. We've done 11 series of it, and we've just come back from America doing another road trip where we've been doing all types of weird stuff, from cheerleading to monster truck driving, spending a little bit of time with James, even though he's quite busy over there with a Late Late Show.
I bet he's doing well.
He's doing all right, isn't he, James?
Yeah, he's doing okay. I wouldn't be surprised if this goes well, he could be hosting the American version of the Takeaway Awards.
Oh, he's not doing that well. He's doing all right, yeah. But, you know...
Still got a way to go yet before he gets
I'm not sure James can be trusted around takeaways.
So can you believe it's been such a big success, that show? You're brilliant on it. All of you are. You work really well together, you, Jack, and James. It's a cracking show.
Yeah, I think that's probably the success of the show, where the three of us actually do get on. We just about to say a time in America, and it was an amazing trip. It's one of them trips where it was like almost like a paid stag do, where we've gone away and we've worked and we've done crazy stuff, but long may it continue.
And who behaves the badly when you go away together and you do like one of those remote VTs? Who behaves the worst? Is it still you in the pedalo?
Not me anymore. I've become the sensible one.
What?
I don't drink now. I drive everywhere. I've got to keep my eye on Jack.
All right. He's the wild card, is he?
Well, Jack's like my fourth child. you've got to look after him and keep your eye on him. But he's a great lad. And, you know, Jamie's in his 40s now. He only looks about 21, but he's 40-odd. So Jamie's quite sensible.
Right. Now, listen, every celebrity that gives us a call, we were asking them a question that's been set by the previous celebrities. Your question, Freddie, comes from Jimmy Osman. And
Jimmy Osman.
Jimmy Osman, mate.
I'm being asked the question by Jimmy Osman.
You've made it, son. You've made it. What motivates you to do what you do?
Me?
Yeah.
Motivate myself.
That's a northern thing, isn't it? Motivate yourself.
Well, if you can't motivate yourself, you can't expect anybody else to do it, can you?
No, you're quite right. I think you should lend yourself out as a motivational speaker. Motivate yourself. Get off the couch, lard ass.
Yeah, but we used to do these motivational things, and it was shocking. You see all these things written on walls, like pain is temporary, quitting lasts forever, and all that. Just words. Get on with it.
This is brilliant. This is good. Now, what's the question from you for the next celebrity?
I'm going to stay on brand. What's your favourite takeaway? the people from Just Eat here are nodding their heads in appreciation.
Well, I tell you what, they can double their fee after that. Second plug.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Listen, I've really enjoyed chatting to you, and do thank the good people at Just Eat for getting to give us a call. Listen, it's been a pleasure chatting to you, mate. Have a good day.
Cheers, Christian. Love listening to you. Cheers, mate.
All right, take care. Thanks, mate. Bye.